Blackstone Audio presents The Storyteller's Nashville by Tom T. Hall, narrated by Peter Cooper and Tom T. Hall.
Preface. In the early 1980s, someone asked Johnny Cash what Nashville was really like. Cash said, "Just read The Storyteller's Nashville by Tom T. Hall. Everything you need to know is in there." Today, Cash's assertion would be incorrect. The Nashville that Tom T. Hall wrote about, the hairy-legged town where hungry musicians made line boss chili from borrowed ketchup and stolen crackers, where Webb Pierce lurked in the back room at Tootsie's, where C.R. Selman cooked rat's ass stew, where pill-seeking pickers sought some of that stuff that killed Hank Williams, but I don't want quite that much, where a hit would cure the clap, and where writers found art in moments of quiet, solitary desperation rather than in committee meetings, that town is long gone. A book covering everything you need to know about today's Nashville would have chapters on finding a good entertainment lawyer, co-writing songs about trucks, tractors, and dirt roads while sitting in an air-conditioned metropolitan office building, social media strategies, and workout plans. Fortunately, The Storyteller's Nashville is about none of those things. It is about a town that no longer exists, and about a man whose songs irrevocably altered the history of that town. Now, it's a city now, you know. And the music for which Nashville remains best known. Tom T. Hall is a country music Hall of Famer for many reasons, including the hit songs he wrote, the more than 3 decades he worked as a popular entertainer, and the fact that he and a wild-eyed pack of youngsters that included Kris Kristofferson, Roger Miller, Mickey Newberry, and John Hartford elevated the language of country music and turned a greeting card format into something like literature. Hall began as a writer of what he called Little Darlin' songs, simple tales of love's frustrations, of a homely man folks called Ugly Stick, of flop-top beers and things you can buy for $1.98. A few hundred choruses later, he arrived at a highly idiosyncratic, gently revolutionary manner of writing that introduced listeners to people they'd never met, to places they'd never been, and to ideas they'd never considered. The wondrous George Jones called Hall by far the all-time greatest songwriter-storyteller that country music has ever had. That opinion was shared by author Alex Haley, President Jimmy Carter, by revered poet Miller Williams, and by the burly man with a wife and 6 children who ran up to Hall after a show in Georgia, hugged him, and said, "Tom T., you son of a gun, we love you." Tom T. shied from proclamations of songwriting greatness, in part because he held to the entirely correct philosophy that songs were not sports, that there is no greatest, no best. Who's better, Johnny Cash, Marvin Gaye, or the Beatles? That's like asking whether cupcakes are better than highways.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?